At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The 1/5/9th aspect of nakshatras are important to consider, and we'll tell the rules of why it is so. You'll find out in a minute. Check your ascendant, number one. Ascendant angle, the cusp of your ascendant, whatever planet is close to the ascendant, especially if it is Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter are close to that cusp, close to your ascendant angle. That's the first rule. Number two, if Rahu or Jupiter are your Atma Karaka, we shall speak about this much later on. Number three, if Rahu and Ketu are in 1/7 axis, the first and the seventh axis. Number four, if other planets are in conjunction with Rahu, Ketu or Jupiter in specific nakshatras, the focus being on specific nakshatras. And we'll deal with all the nine types of nakshatras here, really. Number five, and the most important, if you have an exchange of lordship between the lords of nakshatras and or the dominance of one ruler of nakshatras in your chart. For example, if you have Mercury and Moon exchanging lords, okay, and then you have Mercury dominated nakshatras, this will be important. And if Jupiter is in that particular nakshatra of Mercury, you see what I'm saying? So you've got to check which the ruler of the nakshatra is. We have nine types, basically, nine classifications of three nakshatras each, which makes it 27. So let's get into it. So if you're looking at the chart, you see Rahu is fifth and ninth aspects. This is the fifth aspect of Rahu. We are taking first and seventh axis as an example. This is a blank chart, any chart. Okay. So Rahu, if it sits here, fifth aspect is looking at the fifth house, and ninth aspect is looking at the ninth house from the first. So this is being one, this being fifth, this being ninth. In a similar way, if you see Ketu on the other side, because it's diagonally opposite, it will sit on the other side. Its fifth aspect is the 11th house from the seventh house, and its ninth aspect is the third house. This is how Ketu will behave. If you take Jupiter, if it's sitting in the 10th house, for example, its fifth aspect is the second house and ninth aspect is the sixth house. So this being the one, this being the five, and this being the nine. This is very important to consider. Why do we say so? Because now if you see 90% of your chart, whoever your chart is, wherever Rahu, Ketu and Jupiter are placed, just these three points have a dominant influence on the rest of the chart. Apart from these blanked out ones, which you see in the original color, Rahu has impact on these brown houses, Ketu has impact on these light brown houses, Jupiter on these yellow houses in our example. This is the singular reason why it's very, very crucial for you to understand these videos. Okay. And I will get into one by one, one of the nakshatras after this introduction. But before that, we shall consider for the purposes of this study, Rahu is the point of focus and drive where you want to go in this lifetime. Ketu as past life conquered territory or your karma which you have already learnt and knowledge and finished. Ketu brings all the past life into this life. So whatever you learnt, experience and knowledge, whatever you are already an expert in is Ketu. Jupiter as the point of wisdom where you need to take assistance off. Okay, consider it like that in this particular aspect. Now let's get into the nakshatras. Now let's speak of Mercury nakshatras and their cycle. Starts with Ashlesha, Look at this white triangle over here. Starts with Ashlesha. In the first pada, it goes into the Navamsha of Sagittarius. In the second pada, it goes into Capricorn. The third pada, Aquarius. The fourth pada, Pisces. Now, before we get into the details, right, let us see what Mercury itself represents. If we know what Mercury itself represents, we will know what it begins and ends a cycle of. Because, like you can see in this white triangle, Mercury nakshatras end a particular cycle and begin a new one. In case of Ashlesha, it ends the cycle of Cancer and going into Leo, Magha, it again restarts with the Ketu nakshatras, right? Cycles back. So essentially, Mercury nakshatras, Ashlesha, Jyeshtha and Revati, what they are doing, they are concluding cycles of the nakshatra. Okay, don't think cycle of the zodiac. Think the cycle of the nakshatra. It begins with Ketu nakshatras, ends in Mercury nakshatras. It's a 17-year Mahadasha period. So if you're running Mercury Mahadasha of 17 years, you will go through this cycle of Ashlesha, Jyeshtha and Revati themes in your life. And or if you have Jupiter, Rahu, Ketu in this particular axis, in the apex of this triangle. Now, Mercury, what does Mercury itself represent? Mercury is a young prince, is a learner, is constantly learning about things. In the mythology, Mercury is even the son of Moon, who has no gender, genderless, right? Mercury, zodiac like Gemini, with strong Mercury sense of these, have also no genders in them. They can be these transgendered people, for example. Okay, they can be gays and lesbians, for example, the LGBTQ. So Mercury has a quality of sexual queerness also associated with it. You can look up many good videos on that on YouTube. But anyhow, it's a learner, it's intellect, it's absorption of intellect, subconscious mind is Mercury. The third house and the sixth house, everything about learning, everything about skill, everything about the intellectual absorption of energy. Moon, if you remember, we talked of Moon Nakshatras as emotional body. This is the intellectual body. Absorption of energy in the intellectual body is what Mercury stands for as a planet. In the nakshatras, however, because it concludes the whole cycle of nakshatra from Ketu to Mercury nakshatras, what does that signify? It tells us a story of how what all you have learned as a soul when you began the journey from Ketu and going through lifetimes after lifetimes of learning of remaining nakshatras, culminating in your intellectual subconscious brain, whatever you have learned as karma. Your final karmas go into a subconscious mind as Mercury. Okay? Now let us see what the general characteristics of Mercury nakshatras are. Ashlesha, Jyeshtha and Revati. So these are the general characteristics of Mercury nakshatras. Now Mercury is a young prince, Mercury is a learner, Mercury is your intellect, your subconscious and your conscious intellect. Think third house and sixth house. Gemini and Virgo, the rulers of Mercury, the dual sign. It is always searching in duality for answers. Through the lessons learned from Ashwini to Pushya, which concludes in Ashlesha, through the second cycle of Magha to Jyeshtha, Magha to Anuradha concluding in Jyeshtha, going from Mula to Uttarapadapada concluding in Revati. Think of this as soul learning cycles. This is the easiest way to understand this. This is a complex nakshatras, Mercury. It takes all the previous nakshatra energies and stores them as a nakshatra. Be careful, not interpret this as zodiac. Although there are commonalities, they are the ones who engage too much with relationships, relationship issues. One hint we get is because they are all in water signs, just like Saturn nakshatras, Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces in the heart of them. Also, it falls in the Gandhanta, right? It goes from water to fire sign. These are the transitional aspects. It goes from Pisces to Aries, you see on the top. It goes from Cancer to Leo and from Scorpio to Sagittarius. So there is a certain burning of karma associated with Mercury nakshatras. Therefore, a lot of held karma in the subconscious brain. Extreme attachment to people. We shall see this in the next slide, how it ties in. When not knowing the directions in life, as is very typical with Mercury nakshatras, if you have a dominance of them in your chart, as per the rules I said, read books, read a lot of books, intellectually engage the mind. This is the clue how to get out of that trap, because you can get really trapped, Mercury. I don't know what I'm doing in life. I need to find some direction. Well, read books. Intellectually engage the mind. Find a teacher. Find a guru. Find Jupiter. Okay? And engage with children for comfort. Mercury is the karaka for children. It loves children. It's very childlike. Now let's conclude up with the white triangle and what the code is. So this is the final code of Mercury Nakshatras, the white triangle, beginning from Ashlesha on top in Cancer, going to Jyeshtha in Scorpio, and going to Revati in Pisces. I am deliberately saying the signs because once again you see movement of water. Like Saturn Nakshatras, Mercury Nakshatras move through water signs. It's all about emotion, subconscious emotional body. That's the best I can put it as, succinctly. That's what Mercury Nakshatras represent. And like we saw, it is all about people and relationships. A lot of accumulated karma of previous Nakshatras, you might say. This is what plays out as subconscious drive in Mercury Nakshatras. Let us begin from top. Ashlesha is protection and defense. It's like the cobra. It's hurt very easily, very sensitive. Highly intuitive, the Nagas, clingy and feel need to connect it to another. There's the first relationship clue. Cancer, being highly emotional, in this Mercury Nakshatra becomes all about needing the partner to feel connected to. Sharp intellect, see the Mercury playing out, and emotion. Very quick to react. Earth energy sensitivity, Cancer, fourth house. Shedding old skin and moving through life. This becomes one of their clue. Oh, and another thing you might notice, there is no exalted pada in Mercury Nakshatras. Just like Mars. Mars also had no exalted pada, if you remember. Introverted, quiet and irritable. They have a need for privacy. Life, listen, lives seductively without being seduced. Why this theme in, curious theme in Ashlesha? Because Cancer with the subconscious Mercury can become very, very seductive in nature. Okay? This is the seductive side of Cancer. Same way it will travel to Jyeshtha in somewhat similar of a manner. Let's see Jyeshtha. Scorpio. As it is more emotional, highly magnetic. Jyeshtha has themes of authority, respect, insecurity about power and authority. When will I lose my throne? In Ashlesha, the Mercury asks a question, what if I don't get anyone to stay with? I feel the need to be connected to another physically, to feel that emotion. In Jyeshtha, it's about what if I lose my power? So, emotional clinging to power, materialistic growth, superiority complex, because now it has graduated from Magha and it is culminating in Jyeshtha, right? The second cycle. These people can easily become narcissistic as a result. This Mercury. Jealousy and regret. What is the life lesson? Rising of power by retaliation. So this is the scorpion sting, which comes in Mercury Nakshatra. So this is very sharp. Intellectual mind plays on this. Any retaliatory action requires a very sharp intellect, like those commanders in the military forces, right? They need to plan an attack. That's Jyeshtha. That's the scorpion sting. In Revati, because Pisces, it's all about letting go. These are the social natives that love to help people. Again, once again, the people theme of Mercury Nakshatras plays out. Very attached to people. They're very concerned about people. Something like Elon Musk kind of people. Prosperous background. They have a healthy body. They love teaching children. See, the children theme of Mercury plays out here. And the need for finding nurturing love with true companions. So Ashlesha has graduated to Revati, you might say, where Ashlesha is needing that kind of companion. Revati is looking for true companions because he has faced so much of deception by now, moving from Jyeshtha, that means from Mula to Uttarabhadrapada. It has faced so much of karmic life lesson. In Revati, it searches for the true companion. Okay? That's the way my reading is of Mercury ruled nakshatras. Next, probably I shall be doing a series on Atmakaraka. Meanwhile, take care, subscribe, share, comment if you find something useful here. Take care.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.